Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
It is now time for the Chris Hoke Show, which is brought to you by Globe Airport Parking. Hokey is not with us in person, but he is with us on the video chat. Former Steeler, a two-time Super Bowl champion, Chris Hoke. And Hokey, I know that Austin was very interested if you knew who the cutout we had in the studio is. And I overheard him ask you that in there, and I was pretty positive you did not know who it was. Am I correct?
I've heard the name. I don't know her, but I'm sure she's great.
Honestly, we kind of have the same opinion. Like, I couldn't tell you one of her songs.
I listen to country music all the time, so I bet you that I've heard her music or some degree and just didn't know it. But I guess if she has a cutout in the studio there, she must be pretty big time.
Yeah, Austin was very excited about putting the cutout up.
She's very good music, Donnie. She's going to be, I just looked it up, October 15th, we'll be in Pittsburgh for a concert.
Oh, where at?
I think it's at Star Lake.
Is it at the arena?
Let's see here. It'll be at, I think it's at PPG Paints Arena. Yes, it is.
Wow.
Donnie, you should go.
I'll have to look up her music.
I'm sure I got something going on that day, Austin. The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we do find Chris Hoke. And Hokey, I know that Joe told you about me last week. I like to put old games on in the back when I'm getting ready to produce the guys in the afternoon. This morning I went to, we have a little gym like right down the road from our building here, a little Foster Plaza Fitness Center in this place. And the game I put on was the 2009 matchup between the Steelers and the Vikings. Brett Favre, Adrian Peterson come to town, two defensive touchdowns
that game.
You were there. Yep. You were on the field.
I was there. I played in that game. Yeah, I got a sweet picture. Me, one of the interceptions, we turned back for a touchdown that Brett Favre threw. He was on his knee, kind of just sorrowing over that throw and that pick six. And I have a picture of me tapping him on the helmet as I'm running by him. One that will go in infamy, you know, great, one of the all-time greats. And, you know, the Vikings are going to have an opportunity now to go against another all-time great on Sunday out in Dublin.
Hoke, you never played internationally, is that correct? Because you were retired.
I never played internationally. I didn't even play a preseason game in Mexico. I've never been outside of the U.S. to play football.
Okay, I didn't know if anything in college would have arose. Like that's more of a new thing, I feel, at the college level with the games getting played internationally. But, yeah. I mean, I was looking earlier, and it didn't really seem like
I played a preseason game in Toronto. That doesn't count, though, does it? I mean, still North America, right? And so I played against the Buffalo Bills in the preseason in Toronto one year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but that's not even a different time zone. I mean, it's only, what, like 5 hours away?
Yeah, I've never played in Europe or, you know, in London or in Dublin or anywhere.
Have you talked to any of the, you know, former players that have? I mean, some of your teammates were out there in 2013. Like, how does it affect these guys when it happens like this in the middle of the season and you know, recover from this, but also leading up to the game?
Yeah, I haven't really talked to him in detail about this, but I know that the NFL has been going overseas, have been going to Europe with this big 6-7 hour time change for a number of years now. I mean, the Vikings have done it 5 times, and they haven't lost over there overseas yet. And so, you know, they must have some kind of regime or kind of schedule that gives them a winning edge. And so the Steelers, I have to believe that the NFL wants teams to succeed, wants teams to have a good experience. And so they're going to share best practices, right? They're going to share the best way to go over there and make sure that the players are sleeping, make sure they're hydrating, make sure that they're getting enough to eat so that they can perform at their best come Sunday. But the reality is that I believe that at the end of the day, it's about getting on the field and performing. And it's going to be the Steelers and the Vikings, right, that are both going to be in a different time zone. So it's who's going to deal with it the best that's going to perform the best on the field.
Back in the spring, I had Mike North on one of the evening shows, and he is the executive vice president of NFL scheduling, like with the networks. So he is one of the masterminds that puts this whole thing together. He brought up a pretty good point to me, though, about this game in particular, or more so like the London games, where it's about five hours ahead. So right now, over there, it's a little bit after 4 p.m. He said, with how early the games get played, when they get played at 9:30 in the morning, those games end around 12:30 Eastern time. The teams that play there, they will be back in their cities earlier than they would if they played either a 4:25 or a night game out west. Yeah. Which is true, and I find that interesting.
But it doesn't take away from the long flight, right? I mean, listen, I remember playing a 1 o'clock game and being in my home by dinner time, right? Playing against the Ravens or playing against the Bengals and the Browns, you know, a close team, or if you go up the bubble, whatever. These close teams, you know, at 4 o'clock game, I'm home watching Sunday Night Football with my family, and so yeah, I get what he's saying, but the reality is you still got a 7-8 hour flight. Right. And after a game where you can be beat up, where your body can be sore, you can be cramping, you know, you don't get to stretch out very much. I'm sure that they're going to have great accommodations on the plane. They don't sit every seat. They sit every other seat. But there are going to be guys that are sitting back in the back that they don't have enough first class seats for everybody. And so the reality is that they're going to have that long flight and it's going to make for a difficult deal. But they will get home earlier. But I think the reality of the flight makes a difference.
What is the easiest place to go? Like, do the Steelers fly to Cleveland, or is that simply a bus trip there? Like, it's a bus trip. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bus trip. It's a couple hours to get up there, and that's always fun, right? And it's funny because, you know, Donnie, because when we play the Browns, you want to get back quick, right? So you're showering as quick as you can because that first bus rolls, and you want to get on that first bus because you want to get home. And it usually drops off a lot of the guys that live up north in Cranberry at that Marriott up there. And so you try to get up there and get on that first bus, you can get home before dinner. And that's what we're always trying to do. It's funny. Cause I'm getting on that bus half sweating still because I'm showering.
Shower
so throwing myself in my bag. Yeah. Shower sweats. Cause you want to get back home. Right. And, but usually it's typically, you know, we travel and we go straight from the stadium, right into the airport, and you don't go into the airport where everybody else is at. You go up right onto the tarmac. And they do your security checks at the stadiums, right underneath the stadium. So it's right there by the bus. You go get your checks. They scan you and they do all those things, check your bags, and then you get on the bus. Only people that have been checked get on the bus, and then those go straight to the airport, and you walk right onto the plane. You go home, and so you get home very, very quickly on road games.
Talking to Steelers Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke here on 93.7 The Fan. We got to see the debut, Hokie, of a fellow defensive tackle against the Patriots on Sunday. Derek Harmon, he played, I think, 35 snaps, almost 50%. What were your first impressions of the first-round pick?
Donnie, I've watched the game 2-3 times since Sunday. I thought he represented himself well, and there's so much room for improvement, right? What stood out to me was he was relentless. He was tough. He was physical. He flew to the football. And that's what you want in a professional football player. That's what you want in your first-round draft pick. This guy, I believe, is going to be a star in Pittsburgh. From what I hear from guys on the team that I'm close to, he's a humble guy. He's mature. He wants to be great. He wants to work. He wants to play technique the Steeler way. And so that all those things combined are going to make him a great football player. Are there things he needs to improve on? 100%, right? He's got to get his pad level down. He's got to play with a little bit of better technique. But you got to understand, this was his first game action, really. And so he's going to have an opportunity to get in the film, get in the lab and watch it and make some corrections. Work with Cam Hayward, who I know he's very, very close to, and Cam's taking him under his wing. And so I expect for him to get better as the season goes on. But he's going to make a difference, Donnie, in this defense, as he already did this past Sunday.
Do you already feel better about the front four and the front seven overall with his insertion into it? I mean, they got after Drake May five times, and he had an impact on multiple sacks.
Sure. I do have a better feeling about this defense, but I still have some concerns, right? I mean, there's still a lot of work to be done. There's some players that need to improve and need to elevate their game. And so that's concerns me, but I think Derek Harmon, if he continues to improve and continues to work like everybody expects him to, which he will, he will improve this defense, but they've still got to get better in the middle of the defense.
Should Daniel Equale play a little bit more to spell Keanu Benton?
I think that a couple of things. I think Equale played well on Sunday. I think that Keanu Benton, you know, if you just get back and play in technique, I beat this up all the time on the radio and on TV. Benton just starts to make plays. Benton's a very talented football player. The guy is gifted. He's quick. He's fast, explosive. He's powerful. But his technique's below the line. And he's got to get better at playing good technique. You know, he's trying to make plays rather than letting his technique make plays. And that was beaten in my head when we were really, really good as a defense. Coach John Mitchell, who was our defensive line coach, he beat in our head. We're talking about me, Casey Hampton, Aaron Smith, Brett Kiesel. You go down the list of guys that were great here for a decade. It wasn't about us making plays. It was about us playing good technique, and then you'll make great plays because of your technique. And I beat that into my son's head too, plays for North Allegheny. Don't go out there and make plays. You'll make plays because you're playing good technique. And right now, Keanu's just trying to make plays, and he's getting twisted, he's getting turned, he's getting high, he's getting tied up, and he's getting knocked off the ball. Just play with your hands. Play with good pad level. Play with good footwork. And when you do those kind of things, you're going to be in position to make the play when you're supposed to make a play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button.
Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Do you buy into the rebuttal that you'll hear of, oh, well, they're playing the guy out of position? Like, do you think he would be better placed if he was somewhere else along the defensive line?
Do I think that he'd be a better three technique? Probably. But he could play nose. He could do it. Play the technique. I tweeted out, I think, last week watching a play, and it was, you know, something about scheme. Let me tell you now, Donnie, the scheme's fine. You can say what all you want. I mean, people want to look for reasons to say they can't stop the run. The reality is they're gapped out. Guys just aren't playing technique. And when the guys play the technique, they stop the run. When guys stay in their gap, they stop the run. When they don't spin out and take the path of least resistance, fight to get in your gap. Fight to hold the double team. Listen, when I played for the Steelers, I mentioned those guys, all those guys, Kiesel, Aaron Smith, Brett, you know, Casey Hampton and Travis Kersky, and, you know, we would be devastated if we got knocked off the ball. I mean, I wouldn't sleep the night after the game if I got knocked off the ball until I went in and saw Coach Mitchell, because I thought I was going to get ripped. Like, our job was to hold the point, create a mess at the line of scrimmage, and let the linebackers roam. Let them do what they do. The defense was built around linebackers making plays. If it was a pass, all those guys I talked about, the D lineman and myself, our job was to keep the quarterback in the pocket and allow James Harrison, allow Joey Porter, and allow Lamar Woodley to come off the edge and get sacks. It was about them. It wasn't about us. It was about us keeping the quarterback in the pocket. Then it was in the run game. It was about us taking up blockers. Make our play when they come into our gap, but take up blockers so that James Ferrier and Larry Foote and those guys can make plays. And it was built for linebackers. And that's just the reality here. And I think if they get back to doing that, but right now you got linemen getting knocked back into the laps of these linebackers. And these linebackers got to improve, right? They got to get better technique. They got to be able to shed blocks. You watch them. They make plays when the ball's going sideline to sideline because they're not getting touched. But when there's a hat on these linebackers, they're having a tough time getting on a blocker and getting off a blocker and making plays. And so if I was an offense right now, I would attack the Steelers between the tackles. Because when you look at the Vikings right now, they love the double team and climb. They're tough linemen. The Steelers, if they don't get off and play a little more stout at the point of attack, play with low pad level, and the linebackers can't get off these blocks, it's going to be a long day in the run game because these linemen are very physical. They do a really good job on the double team. They get movement and then climb to the linebackers. And that's where the Steelers have struggled the first three games.
Now, how much fault do you put on the second level of the Steelers defense on some of those guys at inside linebacker, like Patrick Queen, like Peyton Wilson? Do they still get some, or do you think it is all about what happens up front and how the guys can get to the second level?
Oh my gosh! Listen, the reality is it's 11 man thing to stop the run, 11 player effort. But these inside linebackers, let's be honest. I mean, you know, in the film room, I'm not saying anything groundbreaking. I'm not saying anything that's new. These inside linebackers have to elevate their game, and it's not just the D linemen. I mean, there are times when the D linemen are knocked in their laps, but there are times when, I mean, you think about that one play where Ramondre Stevenson fumbled that ball on the first drive, the Patriots' first drive of the third quarter. Remember that? And when Cam Hayward got his big paw, knocked that ball out. Well, Peyton Wilson got pancaked on that play. He got back up. He rolled around. The ball was on the ground. He jumped on it, right? That would have been, if Cam wouldn't have gotten his paw on it, that would have been a touchdown right over Peyton Wilson. So, I mean, there are times when, you know, these guys, you know, they make a play, but you look at the film and think, all right, you won that one. I just remember when Coach John Mitchell used to tell me, Hokie, don't get all excited because you make a play on bad technique. Because it's going to happen once, right? A squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right? And if you keep playing bad technique, you're going to get blocked most of the time. You might make a play here or there, but we're not here about making plays here and there. So it's about getting better technique, improving that, you know, all the little things, all the little details, so that you can go out there and do your job and not try to do somebody else's job. Be an expert at what you do. And if everybody takes that mentality, they'll be able to stop the run.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Hokie, fans were upset with Cam Hayward late in the offseason because he wanted more money. The deal happened, the incentive-laden deal happened right before the first game of the season. I feel like he's still playing pretty good football, though. I still feel like old number 97 is still a pretty good player on that Steelers defense.
Absolutely. Listen, here's the reality. That's the only leverage he had, right? Cam is an all-time Steeler great, and not just a football player. He's a heck of a man. He's a heck of a father. He's a heck of a husband. He's an incredible man in the community. I mean, this guy is an all-American in terms of being a person. And so this is the only leverage he had. And I understood the frustration of the fans, the Steeler Nation, but I don't hear those things anymore, right? Because he's out there playing at a high level. And he just wanted to be able to, you know, be able to be paid commensurate with those other defensive linemen, that the elite ones. And he's playing at that level. You know, the first week some people were concerned, but he hadn't played all preseason. Now he comes out and he's created a turnover in the game against the Seahawks last week against the Patriots. He created two turnovers, and he's getting a sack, and he's doing what he does. And so I think Cam Hayward, we can expect a lot of that from him. Is he as fast? Is he as quick and explosive as he was in year 2, 3, 4? No, but guess what? It's made up because of his veteran savviness. It's because of his understanding and knowledge of angles and numbers and where they can go and where they can't go and how they can block you and they can't block you because of formations and personnel, which makes up for maybe he slowed down just a tad. That's why he continues to make plays, because he's smarter now as a player when maybe he slows down just a hair.
If I asked you who is the best player on the team through 3 games, I know it's a tough question because I've asked myself pretty much all week, and I think it's a very difficult question to answer, but how would you answer it?
I would have to go with a couple guys. I would say Cam Hayward would be one, but I think Jaylen Warren would be the one on offense. I think Jaylen Warren he's a star in the making. We all know about him, but the guy is just explosive. He's dynamic. He's powerful. He does so well with the ball in his hands. And I do like him as the third down back. I do like him as a change of pace to a bigger, faster, not faster, bigger, stronger, more powerful running back. But my gosh, when he gets the ball in his hands, you hold your breath because he's dynamic and explosive and can make exciting things happen.
When it comes to the offensive line play so far, we'll start with the guy that got bashed by one of your former teammates, Big Ben, on his footballing podcast. He went after Broderick Jones a little bit, and you will probably agree with him when he said, I think James Harrison would get 15 sacks a game if he lined up across from Broderick Jones. Are we getting close to bust territory here, or do you want to give the guy more time since it is his first season at left tackle?
Well, I think the Steelers are going to give him more time. I don't think they're going to call him a bust. I think that they like him. They like his potential. But there's no question that he has struggled these first 3 games. And people in the media and the coaching staff, they don't want to go out there and keep talking about it and keep beating him down. They want him, you know, there's an element of you keep piling on a guy and his confidence gets beat up and it echoes around the locker room, echoes around, you know, the city. And so they want to get rid of that talk. But the reality is the eye in the sky don't lie, Donnie. That's an old saying in football. The eye in the sky don't lie. I won't just watch the film again this morning. Aaron Rodgers was not sacked in this game. Yeah, they on the stat sheet only has 3 QB snacks, QB hits. But the reality was he was under pressure the whole game. He was getting rid of the ball that so quick. The pocket was collapsing. He had to chuck balls up. I mean, there were 2 times when he wanted to hit DK Metcalf down the field on a go route. One time he just threw the ball out of bounds deep because he had no time to hold onto the ball. And the other time he was able to draw a PI late in the game that led to a score. But it, you know, shouldn't have been a PI because the ball was thrown out of bounds. But my pocket collapsed, and you can see Aaron's frustration And Ben, I listened to that segment where Ben talked about that. Ben's 100% right. I mean, frustrating for Aaron Rodgers. You saw one time when he got hit, he got up and he yelled the offensive line. Kind of real. He didn't want to make it very obvious, but he did yell and he got frustrated. He's been a great teammate trying to elevate the play of these linemen. But the reality is the pocket is collapsing way too fast. That's why he's dinking and dunking. That's why he can't throw the ball on the field. He wants to throw the ball on the field. He has the weapons to do it. Doesn't have the time. I mean, I would say you watch the film, Donnie. I would say a high percentage of the time that pocket is collapsing in record time.
Yeah, I mean, he had to throw the ball. I mean, you mentioned all the quick throws he had to make against New England. That was going to be one of the other questions I had, and I had to cross it off. Like, he made those guys look a lot better than what they did because of how quickly he was getting rid of the football.
He's lucky to have a guy like Jalen Warren who's so dynamic that he loves this to outlet the ball and when he's under pressure to Jalen. And Jalen, again, I talked about that. I can't say enough good things about Jalen Warren and what kind of player he is. He's lucky to have a guy so dynamic as him that he can outlet the ball to, because then Jalen can, you know, find a way to squeeze water out of a rock. I don't know how he would do it, but he does it. I mean, he's great, and he's able to make guys miss. And so, but the reality is, you know, Aaron Rodgers, if he tries to sit in that pocket and throw the ball down the field and sit in that pocket and take hits, he won't last the whole season, because this pocket, they've got to get better at protecting and giving him a pocket where he can step up into and throw the ball down the field. Because right now, that sucker is getting destroyed really quick.
The other first-round pick on that offensive line is the other tackle, Troy Fautanu. How have you assessed his play so far through 3 weeks?
Well, there's no question he has room for improvement. And you got to understand, I mean, Broderick Jones, this is his, what, third year?
Yeah.
And I understand he's playing left tackle now, not right tackle. He's played the last 2 years. And so, but he has a lot of playing experience. And I think if you talk to guys like Trey Essex that I played with, who, you know, offensive lineman, more of a technician, he'll tell you that his technique's still struggling. He's not playing good technique. He's got to improve there. And so those are guys that, I mean, I can watch that, but I'm talking about guys that played that position at a high level and can break it down like I did on defensive lineman. And you look at the other side with 76, you know, Fautanu, he's got to get better, and he knows that. He's only his third game ever starting in regular season games. So he's going to get better. He's going to improve. They're really excited about him. But he is giving up some pressure right now. He is making some mistakes that's putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers. But I give him a little more grace because he's only three games into his NFL career.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. A little bit longer with Steelers Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. By the way, you can listen to this show, Pomp and Joe, on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Hokie, with the game being at 9:30 and you being part of the post-game TV coverage, do you have any idea how that schedule is working out? Because Pomp and Richie Walsh are both across the pond.
Yeah, we're not going to do the post-game show. Unfortunately, I love doing that show. We're not doing it on Sunday because of that, right? Because you've got Pomp over there in Ireland. You've got Richie over there. So it's just going to be me, and so we're not going to do it this week.
Okay, so there's a little bit of TV news for you. If you look forward to the extra point is what you guys still call it, right? I mean, I feel like I watch it
absolutely
all the time.
It's a great show, man. I have a great time working with both those guys. Working with Pomp every single week, he's just a phenomenal guy and enjoy working with him.
So a little programming note there from our friend Chris Hoke. Hokie, how would you grade Aaron Rodgers so far through three games?
Listen, I think Aaron's been playing good football. I would give him a B+. Maybe an A-, but a B+, a solid B+. And I think a couple of reasons why. I'll let you know why. I think he's been really, really solid in the red zone, right? I mean, really, he's 75% completion in the red zone. He has 6 touchdowns, 1 interception. And so lights out in the red zone. And that's where that's why I believe, big reason why they're 2-1 right now in this season, right? Because of his efficiency in the red zone. Yeah, he has 3 interceptions in the season, I think. One of those, of course, it goes on the stat sheet, but it's not credited to him. You remember the one Kevin Austin came off and hit the ball, and it was intended for Freiermuth, it was intercepted. So, but I think for me, that those are very positive things there. He's doing a good job of being a leader and elevating the play of a lot of guys, but they still got to get better. I think where the thing that I would say is, he's not as elusive. I remember playing against Aaron Rodgers, and he was able to run, and you had to be mindful of that and cognizant of that he could escape the pocket and run. He can't do that anymore. So it makes it a little easier for defensive linemen to pin their ears back and tee off, because they know where he's going to be. Yeah, they're running play action, but when he does drop back pass, the reality is you know where he's going to go, and you're not having to worry about him escaping in the rush lanes. You don't have to worry about rush lanes really with him. We've seen him a couple times get out on the edge and try to run for first down. The first time he thought he'd be able to outrun to the corner, and he realized he couldn't. He lowered his shoulder. And the other time he tried to get to the corner, and he just slid. So, but I still think he's above the line quarterback. I still think that he is doing a great job. And one of the reasons why the Steelers are 2-1.
It really feels like, too, that everything we heard about Aaron Rodgers was not the case. I mean, it really sounded like this guy would be a handful to deal with for everybody involved, that it would be very difficult, diva-like tendencies almost, yeah. And it seems like it's been the complete opposite.
It seems like it's always like that, right? I mean, you hear things about guys. I remember Russell Wilson, he didn't work out here, but he wasn't the diva that we were told he was when he was in Denver, right? I mean, he came here and he was a consummate pro, and he worked. And Aaron Rodgers, he's not the guy that is being represented. And I think there's a lot more to that the reason why the people are labeling Aaron Rodgers a certain way or saying he's a certain way. I think it's less about his football play and what he's like as a teammate, but it's more about what he says and what he does off the field and outside of that locker room that why he's gotten that reputation. But everybody that you talk to that's on the inside of the Steelers think tank, if you will, are saying that he's just been nothing but phenomenal with the team.
You think it meant a little bit more to him last week when he officially passed Brett Favre on the all-time touchdown list?
I think it's just hardware that he gets along the way. I think it's just stats that he gets along the way. I don't think he looks at it and says, I got to beat Brett Favre. I think maybe this one's a little extra special, right? Because it is Brett Favre. It's the guy that mentored him, the guy that he learned from for several years before he got in the starting lineup. So maybe a little bit special. But I think for him, he's not looking at all those things right now. I think he's looking at just trying to win ball games. And he truly is professional in terms of he's trying to figure out a way to get these Steelers to win a playoff game and get the Super Bowl.
What is it like to walk that fine line in terms of being a mentor? Like Rodgers and what he's been criticized of the last handful of years, where he's somebody who is in his final playing days, but he has to help rise up the next guy, perhaps. Like a situation that you may have been in, the Steelers draft Ziggy Hood, sure, in the first round. The Steelers then draft Cam Hayward in the first round. Two first round picks at your position, Hokie. Like what is it? How is it mentally working that in while you're also thinking this guy realistically is here to replace me?
Sure, sure. And the reality is it doesn't take much effort to be a mentor. You don't have to do a special breakfast with someone or take someone to lunch or go hang out with them and their girlfriend or their kids on a Friday night. That's not what's being asked of you. What's being asked of you is just be a good teammate, right? And you have all this experience, you have all this wisdom, all this knowledge. When you see something, share some of it with them. You know, make a correction if you see something, or when you're watching film, you know, be willing to open up and share, and just being, it's just being open. It's just being a great teammate and a consummate pro. And you're not being asked to do anything special. Just do those things, and you'll be able to be a mentor to someone and teach them far beyond than you can think. Be cool to them. Just be kind, and it doesn't take a lot of effort to do that.
50-minute mark on the Fan. We are a few minutes away from that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Roman Wilson so far this season, he has played in all three games. He has dressed in all three games. Just one reception, though, for 7 yards. Why is it so hard for this kid to get on the field and make an impact? I understand that he's not DK Metcalf or Calvin Austin, but it almost feels like he's not being given much of a shot to do it.
Well, we don't know if he's not a Calvin Austin yet. I don't think he's had enough of a sample size to know who he's going to be. He's going to be called on at some point this season. It's a long season. We're 3 weeks into a 17-game season. And so he's going to be thrown in there at some point. He's got to be ready. He's got to stay mentally strong, mentally tough, mentally sharp, so that when his number's called, you know, he doesn't miss that chance to blow, right? Like Eminem once said. And he's got to be ready to go. But right now, the Steelers, the way that they like to play offense, they like to go multiple tight end sets. They like to go either, you know, three tights and one back, one receiver, one back, or, you know, they're going two tights and two receivers a lot of times. And so there's just not a lot, enough hats for people to get on the field, right? You have who are you going to take off to put them on? It's kind of the way you got to look at it. And so he's just got to continue to work, continue to prepare, continue to improve and sharpen his sword, if you will, in terms of his skill set. So when his number is called, he can say, hey, listen, I deserve some more reps. I deserve some more looks. But right now you got to look at it the other way and say, who would you take off the field to get him on?
I think Calvin Austin too is a good player to compare him to. Not that they're the exact same guy. I mean, Calvin Austin, very undersized, but also has speed like very few players in the league. But if you think about where he was, missed his whole rookie season due to injury. He didn't play in a single game, didn't dress for a single game. He did play in all 17 games his second year, but only had 17 catches for 180 and a touchdown. It wasn't until that third year in 2024, last season, where we finally saw anything from this guy. So that is what makes me think, hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit here, and Roman Wilson could have something. It might just take a couple of years to get there.
I think so. I think you're right. I think he just needs to be patient, right? And again, the personal packages they like to use, you know, doesn't help. They're not going three receivers a lot. And so, you know, he's not getting on the field a lot, but he's just got to be ready. And you're right. It sometimes it just takes waiting and waiting and waiting. And once you get in, take advantage of the opportunity. Calvin Austin III, I mean, they're very similar, but they're also very different too. I mean, Roman Wilson is more of a bigger, stronger guy. Calvin Austin will never say that he's a big, strong guy. He is fast and he's athletic and he can make difficult catches. But I think that Roman Wilson, one part of his reputation coming out, he's a big, strong, physical guy. He can make the big, difficult catch up in combat catches. And so I'm excited to see that in live action on Sunday nights and primetime games when the lights are on. But the young fella just needs to be patient and continue to work, and his opportunity will come.
When it comes to the defense the Steelers will face on Sunday, it is one that is run by Brian Flores, who used to be in Pittsburgh. He had really the revival season with the Steelers after everything he was going through with the Dolphins and all of the stuff off the field that got created from that. What is it about a Brian Flores defense that you've noticed, Hokie, that makes it so challenging for offenses to face?
Well, I tell you what, it's a great job of preparing his players. That you can watch film and know that they're very well prepared. They understand what he's asking them to do because there's not a lot of mistakes made. And they do a good job of disguising coverage. And so, you know, going against a guy like Aaron Rodgers, it won't be as impactful on the game. But you go against guys that are younger or guys that aren't as experienced. You know, he's rolling from cover two to cover three, from man to zone, and he'll do multiple times within the cadence of a play. And so you've got to be ready and knowing that I got to read a defense in real time, not take a snapshot and go from what I saw at the snap. He's also very good and creative at attacking the weaknesses of an offense. And he will have schemes and he will have strategies to go after the edges of the Steelers' offensive line against Broderick Jones and Faletanu and see if he can get a winning edge there on the outside. So there's a lot he's going to do to try to exploit the weaknesses of the Steelers' defense. But the reality was they got a good offense. They got a good defense too, excuse me. They got good players. So this is going to be a big time challenge for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, they're going to have a tough time running the football, and we're going to see and the Steelers want to try to improve there. We're going to see if the Steelers can against a formidable opponent and defense.
Do you think when Flores was in Pittsburgh, he should have gotten a little bit more power, a little bit more say in the defense?
I just think when you come here to the Steelers, if you're a defensive coach, you got Coach Tom, who's a defensive minded guy. And so, yeah, because you can argue either way, but the reality is you know what you're getting into when you come. So I would say the answer is no, because that's the reality of the situation with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Coach Tomlin was a great D coordinator and great defensive coach before he came. I know people will argue that the defense isn't playing well right now, but I would argue that the players just got to go out there and execute. And they can be better. Everybody takes blame, but I think that Coach Tomlin, does what he does, and Flores got exactly what he knew he was going to get when he came.
The Steelers are a slight underdog in this game on Sunday morning in Dublin against the Vikings. Hokie, do you think they pull it off? This is a very meaningful game for the Rooney family. It's something that Dan Rooney would have loved to see, a regular season game in Ireland.
100%. I think it's going to be a home game. We are the home team, but I really think there's going to be a lot of Steeler fans just because of the work that the Steelers have put into Ireland over the years and with the relationship the Rooneys have with Ireland and with the government. And so I'm sure there's a little more access, a little more things they've done in preparation for this game to get to brew up the excitement. It's going to be a tough challenge. I see the Steelers put up a big fight. I think I don't think the Steelers are ever going to get blown out in a game, Donnie. I think that, you know, every game this year, they're going to be in it to some degree. And if they lose, it's going to lose, late in the fourth quarter or just, you know, with a tight margin because they're always going to, with Coach Tomlin and that team, they're always going to find a way to compete. They're always going to find a way to fight. But I do think that this is going to be a tough one to steal. I do expect them to lose this game in a tight ball game. I look at the Vikings. They've been over there quite a bit over to Europe, to England, and now in Dublin. They're undefeated in Europe. And so, in Great Britain. So the reality is we'll see what's going to happen. But this is going to be a tough game. Carson Wentz is going to be a positive for them. I know he's not JJ McCarthy, but the guy's got weapons and the guy can throw the football as he showed last week against the Bengals. They're not going to get the five takeaways like they did, like the Steelers did last week, but they moved the football and they were very, very explosive on offense, and they're getting Jordan Addison back. So this is going to be a very tough game for the Steelers, and I expect them to lose a tight ball game.
A big one in your household tomorrow night, Hokie. Lincoln and his North Allegheny squad taking on Central Catholic. That's one of the biggest ones in the area tomorrow night. Hope he's ready to go for that one.
Well, I do too. Listen, the reality is the Central Catholics, you know, always the best team in the Whippeal year in and year out. You can argue why, but the reality is they're really, really good again this year. They're loaded with Division I talent, and it starts on their offensive line. And so Lincoln's going to have a big-time challenge tomorrow night. We're going to have to play our best game to even have a chance to be in the ball game in the fourth quarter. That's how good they are. But I'm just working with Lincoln on just the mental part of it, right? I just continue to help him to understand the importance of the mindset and your mental toughness and the mental preparation it takes to play in a game of this caliber. Not get caught up in the excitement of the game, but just go out there and focus on what you got to do. Coach Tomlin used to say, "Nameless gray faces," and that's kind of what I see. Going out there, understand that you're playing against. Don't get caught up in who you're playing, but to go out there and just play. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Hopefully it'll be an exciting game. We won't get blown out like we did in the Whippeal championship game, because that was awful. But they got a very, very great team. It's going to be a tough challenge for us to even be in the game in the fourth.
Now, I never had a prayer to play at the Division I level when I was in high school, but I would get a little bit hyped up when I knew that somebody I was going up against one-on-one for the most part in a game did have those aspirations. Do you find yourself, even though Lincoln is a Pitt recruit, he's a Power 4 D1 kid, do you hype him up a little bit more in these situations when, you know, Central Catholic, it's five guys that are all playing D1 football come this time next year?
You know what? I don't. I try not to ride the roller coaster, Donnie. The reality is we watch film together. I break down the film every Saturday morning. I'm up before he even thinks about waking up. I'm breaking down that film and we watch film together, and I give him a grade sheet and I break down technique in every single play. And I just tell him, listen, exactly what I said earlier in the show, son, don't go out there and try to make plays on Friday night. Go out there and play great technique. And I would say he probably has the best technique in the Whippeal. He plays like a Pittsburgh Steeler play when I played. He plays like a Casey Hampton. He plays like an Aaron Smith and a Brett Kiesel. Just, it's all about technique. And so, you know, there's no secret that he's, 6'1", 265. He's not 6'4", 390, and runs like a Clydesdale. But the reality is that he plays impeccable technique, and he sticks to that, and he plays that, and he lets his technique make plays rather than letting plays go out there trying to make plays. And that's why he's having success, and I'm really proud of him, because he's humble and he wants to be great. He loves the game of football. He eats, drinks, and sleeps it, and I'm excited for him to go play for Narduzzi and Coach Dallas, who have done an amazing job in recruiting. I tell you what, there's been a lot of talk about recruiting and the Whippeal and all that. Those suckers recruited, man. And Tim Dallas, the D-line coach for Pitt, did an incredible job. He's a great man, a great coach, and he's the reason why Lincoln chose Pitt. So I'm excited for this game Friday night. I'm excited for Lincoln's future at Pitt and see where it goes.
Chris Hoke, a 2-time Super Bowl champ with the Steelers. Hokie, this was awesome. This was a very fun hour. Thanks for taking the time, man.
Appreciate you, Donnie, and God bless him. Have a great weekend.
There we go. Chris Hoke, the former Steeler, a big one for his son Lincoln tomorrow night, a big one for the Steelers on Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.